Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalcomen Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
Exactly 7 o'clock in the headlines this morning. 4 people have been killed in an overnight Russian attack on Kyiv. And Trump and Musk fallout explodes with threats of cutting contracts. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
Russia mounted an intense and sustained attack on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv overnight. Several large explosions were heard across the city. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has said 4 people were killed and several others injured during the attack, which triggered fires in residential buildings in different parts of the city. The attack followed a warning from the Russian President Vladimir Putin that the Kremlin would hit back after Ukrainian drones destroyed several strategic bomber aircraft in attacks over the weekend deep inside Russia. The US President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have engaged in a very public feud just days after Musk left his job as the president's advisor. The row started when Musk criticized Trump's tax and spending bill, which is making its way through Congress, after Trump threatened to cut government contracts given to Musk's SpaceX rocket company and his Starlink internet satellite services. Musk threatened to decommission a capsule used to take astronauts and supplies to the International Space Station for NASA. NPR's Bobby Allen has more.
Musk's business empire is backed by billions of dollars in government contracts, tax breaks, and other support. Much of the federal money flowing to Musk's companies supports SpaceX through Department of Defense contracts. In response, Musk wrote that SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft, which delivers U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station and brings them home. Musk's tensions with Trump escalated when the president said Musk disliked Trump's signature tax and spending bill because it ended electric vehicle tax credits. Musk replied that it is unfair EV solar incentives would be slashed with no cuts to oil and gas subsidies.
The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says he's ready to strengthen cooperation with the United States on trade and other issues, following what he described as a really good meeting with President Trump in Washington. John Cummins has the details.
Merz told reporters that he was extremely satisfied with his meeting with Trump, saying he believed the US president was someone he could speak with well on a personal level. The two leaders reportedly discussed trade issues, defense spending, and the war in Ukraine, as well as the future of US troops stationed in Germany. The talks took place amid a backdrop of tensions over tariffs and fears about US commitments to NATO and demands that Europe pay more for its defense. Merz said Germany wanted a mutual solution on trade and would play a greater leadership role. He also told CNN that Trump didn't mention Germany's RFD, despite earlier criticism over efforts to exclude the far-right party. John Cummins, FM4 News.
And the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Israel is arming clans in Gaza that he says are opposed to Hamas. His comments came after Israeli media reports quoted defense sources as saying Netanyahu had authorized giving weapons to one particular group in the south of Gaza. Several Israeli politicians have accused Netanyahu of endangering Israeli security. Now a look at today's weather, mostly sunny conditions across the country with temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees.
Yeah, there's no fighting here on the morning show.
No, unlike some people in the news, we are definitely the best of friends.
This is the morning show with Stuart and Lena.
Listen at Radio FM Fear.
Caught him by the mouth. I waited a long run. She finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire.
Yes, that's Hayley, isn't it, Hayley? Mm-hmm. I think. Hayley Williams. Yeah, Paramore, is it?
Yeah, it's Paramore.
I thought it was, yeah. With a track called Misery Business. You like that one, don't you?
Yeah.
See, I'm treating you very gently this morning.
Too kind.
Yeah. 7:07 right now.
I tied a rope around my waist. I tend to get lost in your eyes. I took a breath, jumped off the cliff because you told me to. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love?
Sunny, sweating with two spritz in my tummy. I mean ravioli and a pizza with the honey. I'm O-O-O for the week, you dummy. Tending her tone with a Sauvignon Blanc. Been a long week, she do not miss home. She's topless up in Marseille, France. It's 98 degrees, so the sunscreen on. My boo only like boutique hotels. I booked that cause the brain Cornell. Poolside D&D, no sale. The sunset looks so pastel. The honey packs for a little stamina. Treated like 24 hours of Lamar. Don't know what this life will bring. Stressed out, let me sing. Sing. That smell is LV. Just like this sweet, this ain't cheap. Room service fee, cappuccino with the feast. We only wearing rose for the whole damn week.
For the whole damn week?
We only wearing rose for the whole damn week. I'm on my Dua Lipa. I'm headed up the White Lotus for my favorite eater. 50-pound Rimowa pack with the pro clubs. And the view from the room is a head rush. Midday, I forgot I'm in a little cuff. Cucumbers on your eyes and a good rub. Yeah, the makeup took too long, we missed the rest. We don't give a fuck, we eat each other instead. Stressed out, so you wanna trip? I call my travel agent Carolyn for the fix.
Music from Aminé. 12 minutes past 7, Friday morning. The weekend is round the corner.
Hey, Billie, you there?
Yes, she is. Billie Eilish will be performing a massive concert tonight in Austria at the Wiener Stadthalle.
Ja, und das Schlange stehen für das ausverkaufte Konzert hat schon gestern angefangen. Weil damit Fans nicht zu früh vor der Location stehen oder zu lange Schlangen bilden, gibt's von den Veranstaltern nämlich ein sogenanntes Numbering System. Schreibt man sich an und bekommt eine Nummer und anhand der Nummer wird man dann am Showtag reingelassen.
Yeah, and the numbering handout for Billie Eilish took place yesterday afternoon in front of the Stadthalle. We were there, FM4's Christoph Sapin was also there to talk to the Billie Eilish fans standing in line.
Seit wann bist du heute hier?
Ich bin seit 10 Uhr hier.
Also ich hatte Matura heute. Und
gratuliere, alles geschafft?
Ja, alles geschafft.
Was ist wichtiger, Matura bestehen oder Front Row Billie Eilish?
Front Row Billie Eilish. Aber ich meine, Matura hat man noch immer einen zweiten Anlauf. Also von dem her denke ich mir. Aber ich kann das jetzt sagen, weil ich es bestanden habe, wahrscheinlich deswegen. Heute in der Früh hätte ich es wahrscheinlich anders gesehen.
Hat es bei eurer Matura auch ein Fan-Numbering gegeben, wer als erster zur Matura rein kann?
Nein. Alphabet, das war unser Fan-Numbering.
Was hältst du prinzipiell von so Numbering-Systemen? Oder wie ist deine Beobachtung von der ganzen Sache gewesen?
Ich finde es dumm, aber es ist leider notwendig. Weil man möchte einen guten Platz haben und man hört den Artist schon lange und ja, muss man halt machen.
Wir wollen halt sehr nah am Geschehen dran sein.
Es wäre mir am liebsten, wenn die ganze Kultur, diese ganze Anstehkultur ein bisschen zurückgehen würde, die alte Kultur von zu Konzerten gehen wieder ein bisschen, also die Essenz davon, wieso wir eigentlich zu diesem Konzert gehen. Und dann nicht damit, dass man in der ersten Reihe stehen muss, dass man jetzt unbedingt und dann sowieso nur die ganze Zeit das Handy ins Gesicht hält vom Artist.
Ein Hauptgrund für uns ist auch halt, dass ich dann einfach vorne was sehe, weil ich war schon auf Konzerten, wo man halt wirklich nichts gesehen hat, wenn man Stehplätze hat. Also, ja.
Habt ihr eine Message an Billie Eilish, falls sie zuhört?
Galligrü. Galligrü ist die Abkürzung für ganz liebe Grüße, also Galligrü.
Oh, okay. Galligrü. Didn't know that. Gally grew to Gally you too. Grew. Yeah, from all of us to you. And have lots of fun at the Billie Eilish concert tonight. In fact, lots of fun is going to be had wherever you are, whatever your number. And we'll play something like this for her.
Hey, Billie, you there?
Yeah, she will be. I told you earlier on, tonight at the Stadthalle.
You wanna guess the color of my underwear? You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty in pink or all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. Put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. Hit it. Yeah.
Rocker mit Knochen geklappert, die Hipster und Popper, die machen sich locker. Sie trinken und reden mit Schnäpsen und Schweden und stecken die Heringe in das Lehm. Gesammelte Becher, Mutanten, Gelächter, verschlafene Wecker, geplünderte Bäcker, den Trichter gefüllt, verursachter Müll. Sie leben wie Tiere und lieben Gebrüll. Verlorene Wetten, die Popel gefressen, sie pissen und kacken und grillen die Nacken. Sie stürzen die Dosen, zerreißen die Hosen und surfen die Wogen mit chemischen Drogen. Mit Marken und Bändern aus allen Ländern treffen sich Leute, verballern ihr Geld. Die Matten, die Latten, die taumeln im Gatten, die liegen in Säcken, weil's ihnen so gefällt. Sie frieren und schießen die Biere, du siehst, wie sie ihre Kontrolle verlieren. Sie miefen wie Tiere und liegen auf Wiesen mit dem nächsten Shuttle-Visier. Die Bayern, sie feiern und reiern und finden dann nicht mehr ihr Zelt. Die Hessen, sie stressen, sie haben aus Versehen ihre Sprache vom Handy verstellt. Sie paffen besoffen in nassen Klamotten. Die hüllen, sie wühlen und springen von Bühnen. Sie fühlen und bringen die Kippen zum Glühen. Sie naschen und haschen und tun sie nicht waschen. Sie stapfen und werfen mit Flaschen in Taschen. Die Polos, sie siffen und kiffen ein mitten im Pogo und kiffen und enden im Bomo. Die Willigen chillen auf billigen Plätzen und schätzen die Pässe, doch haben keine Pässe. Verdatteln die Treffen, sie glotzen und checken Konfetti und Rapper mit dreckigen Cappies. Die Booker, sie kommen nicht zu Potte. Sie lottern auf Hockern mit zu wenig Tabak und Schotter. Die Bullen durchsuchen die Zelte von allen, doch fallen nur über verballerte Schnallen. Sie frieren und schießen die Biere. Du siehst, wie sie ihre Kontrolle verlieren. Sie miefen wie Tiere und liegen auf Wiesen mit dem nächsten Shuttle-Visier. Die Raver, sie blazen und shaken die Dixie-Toiletten im Takt. Die Punker, sie tanken und schwanken und fallen direkt in den Matsch.
Minutes past 7 o'clock. In the next half hour of the program, we have the final quiz contestant in our series. Well, the series to give away the tickets, festival passes, five of them, for the FM4 Frequency Festival. And it's a little bit spannend.
Huh? Yeah, es ist immer spannend. Yeah. Aber heute entscheidet sich tatsächlich, welches Team die fünf Festivalpässe gewinnen wird.
Do you think they'll all be listening this morning? All teams who have taken part?
I would hope. But especially the team currently in the lead, yeah. I guess.
All right. We will not say anything at the moment because we'll do that for real in the next half hour of the program. So keep it here on FM4.
I'm at the back of the class, not the club. No girls on my lap, no clue what is up. And I'm not present, everything I forgot. I daydream a white pill black. And what I can't give me drama. Can't give me fame and belladonna. Can't give me something that I wanna. Can't give me city, I'm no farmer. Can't give me drama. I should have trust my gut. Intuition since 05, been a guy on a mission. With you folks, I've always had my suspicions. You do you, but don't diss my ambition. Need a little more than the neighborhood gossip. Yeah, I won't need a ticket for my own to a bus. Yeah, teacher caught me watching, so he had to write me up. I was watching porn, but it was telephone.
Everything I wanted was to be someone like you. I don't allergic to commitment, you gotta know. If it's you in my bag, you gotta go. I don't chase, I don't run, I don't even track. If you think I'm coming back, you must be smoking crack. I got a temper, I could beat a bitch tender. I got an A1 bullshit sensor. Fuck, I look like being a backup dancer. I'm out that mix, still that bitch, main character. Never touch a blicky, but I'm litty like a titty. She said she couldn't stand me, silly hoe forgot to add me. Wipe my nut off your chin and go at me. It's ETs and then these bitches acting thirsty.
ETs and then these bitches and these bitches and these bitches and these bitches. And these bitches acting thirsty. It's easy, and then these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches acting thirsty. With my nut if you're trying to go with me. It's easy, and then these bitches acting thirsty. I don't like your hoes anyways, bitch. I ain't friendly, you can suck my clit. Matter of fact, let me get the strap. You can suck my dick, head to toe. MBB, natural born bitch. Downs on my shadow, only real ones in my circle. Only time I switch sides when I'm switching wigs. Fuck being sun kissed, bitch, I'm sun lit. Check and see if your ass can't stand me. It's easy, easy, and then these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches, and these bitches, I feel thirsty.
The heat season. The news is next with Christina.
Ja, Schweindl?
Wo ist eigentlich meine Mutter?
Wie kommst du jetzt auf das?
Ja, weil unsere Weidejungrinder wachsen mit der Mutter auf.
Ja, so ist es, wenn man rund um die Uhr frei im Herdenverband ist.
Das ist ja das Höchste. Na, wenigstens bin ich mit meinem alleinerziehenden Bauern verbandelt.
Ja, natürlich.
Ja.
Bio über den Tellerrand hinaus führte ja natürlich zum höchsten Tierwohlstandard mit unseren Bio-Weidejungrindern. Gibt's nur bei Billa Billa Plus, Adeg und Sutterlütti.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Wir feiern mit Liebe. Wir feiern mit Blumen, mit Freude, mit Erdbeertorte und mit Snaps. Wir feiern Midsommar. Mit dir und mit Angeboten. Feier mit! Entdecke jetzt viele Angebote beim Midsommar Smart Sale. Auch online. Lebe smart. IKEA.
Mein Name ist Christo Grosev. Seit ich den Oscar für meine Doku Navalny bekommen habe, bin ich Putins Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Ab sofort arbeite ich für jetzt. Unsere Mission, gemeinsam beweisen wir, wie gefährdet Österreich durch russische Angriffe ist.
Was noch fehlt? Deine Unterstützung. Werde Gründungsmitglied auf jetzt.at.
Nur noch dieses Wochenende. Designer Outlet Days in den Designer Outlets Pahndorf und Salzburg. Mit hunderten von Angeboten. Designer Outlet Days. Nur noch bis diesen Samstag in den Designer Outlets Pahndorf und Salzburg. Hier sparst du mit Stil und shoppst mit Freude. PS, shoppe ab sofort Montag bis Freitag bis 21 Uhr im Designer Outlet Pahndorf.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Mineralwasser mit und ohne Geschmack, auf Frischfleisch und Geflügel inklusive pflanzlicher Fleischvarianten sowie auf Stiegel und Egger, dem Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickeln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
Hallo, ich bin die Hanna aus Schwechat. Ich bin Leistungsschwimmerin und ich halte Österreich immer und überall up to date.
Ihr ORF-Beitrag liefert in und für ganz Österreich News, die richtig wichtig sind. Jetzt auf Seepalastschrift umsteigen und sicher und zeitsparend in Teilen zahlen. Infos unter orf.beitrag.at.
Große Freude mit kleinen Zinsen? Ja, denn Immobilienkredite sind so günstig wie schon lange nicht. Im neuen Gewinn werden die aktuellen Kreditkosten verglichen und gezeigt, wie Sie schnell und einfach zum günstigsten Kredit kommen und ob variable oder fixe Zinsen die bessere Wahl sind. Jetzt im neuen Gewinn. Immer ein Gewinn.
Mächtig einfach. Mit Sky Stream hast du alle deine Streaming-Apps auf Knopfdruck. Erlebe die neuesten Filme und Serien, inklusive Paramount Plus, Netflix und dem gesamten Live-Sport. Mächtig einfach. Sky, wo Unterhaltung zu Hause ist.
Die Presse zum Anhören? Lassen Sie sich ab sofort von einer echt klingenden KI-Stimme unsere Artikel vorlesen.
Hallo, ich bin Anna Wallner, die Echte. Und bis gerade eben haben Sie meinen antrainierten Stimmenklon gehört.
Exklusiv für Digitalabonnentinnen und Abonnenten. Jetzt ausprobieren auf diepresse.com.
Jetzt -50%. Super langes Wochenende bei Lidl. Bereits ab Donnerstag zum Beispiel Frou-Frou 200 Gramm nur 47 Cent oder Schweinebauchstreifen 1 Kilo nur 4,49 Euro. Genau deshalb Lidl. ÖGV ist Branchenchampion bei Preis-Leistung. Lidl lohnt sich. Zusätzlich bis Ende Juni Mehrwertsteuer geschenkt auf das gesamte frische Rind- und Schweinefleisch.
FM4.
Exactly 7:30 on this Friday morning. Here's Christina Groentz with the FM4 News.
Guten Morgen. Der Streit zwischen US-Präsident Donald Trump und seinem Ex-Berater Elon Musk eskaliert. Grund ist die Kritik von Musk an Trumps Steuergesetz. Aus Washington berichtet Barbara Wolschek.
Es war die erste Reaktion von Donald Trump auf die Kritik von Elon Musk an seinem Steuergesetz. Elon kannte alle Details dieses Gesetzes. Er hatte kein Problem damit, bis er als Berater ausgeschieden ist.
And he never had a problem until right after he left.
Nur wenige Minuten braucht Musk, um zu reagieren. Ohne ihn wäre Trump nicht Präsident, schreibt er auf X. Trump kontert, der Staat könne viel Geld sparen, wenn er die Verträge mit Musks Unternehmen streiche. Und auch Musk schießt zurück. Donald Trumps Name befinde sich in den Unterlagen zu dem mittlerweile verstorbenen Straftäter Jeffrey Epstein. Schlag auf Schlag, Trump und Musk, jeweils auf ihrer eigenen Social-Media-Plattform. Das Ende einer Männerfreundschaft, zumindest eine wirklich tiefe Krise für alle zum Zusehen.
US-Präsident Donald Trump hat Deutschlands Kanzler Friedrich Merz bei dessen Antrittsbesuch im Weißen Haus überraschend freundlich empfangen. Er bezeichnete Merz als respektierten und guten Mann und versprach, dass man eine großartige Beziehung mit Deutschland haben würde. Bei den wichtigen Themen des Treffens, etwa Ukraine und Verteidigungsausgaben, schlug Trump versöhnliche Töne an. Russland hat heute Nacht die Ukraine mit einer ungewöhnlich starken Welle von Drohnenangriffen und Marschflugkörpern attackiert. Besonders betroffen waren die Hauptstadt Kiew und andere größere Städte im Westen des Landes. In Kiew wurden mindestens 4 Menschen getötet. In Leogang im Salzburger Pinzgau findet heute die Landeshauptleutekonferenz unter dem Vorsitz des Salzburger Landeshauptmanns Haslauer statt. Das Treffen soll einen Reformprozess anstoßen, der Bund, Länder und Kommunen umfasst. Geplant ist, das bestehende System in Österreich effizienter und bürgernäher zu gestalten. Das Wetter heute oft sonnig im Bergland, jedoch im Tagesverlauf ein paar Schauer und Gewitter mit Höchstwerten von 23 bis 31 Grad.
Your morning,
your music.
Go ahead, amaze me.
FM4 Morning Show. Immer in der Früh.
Ready?
party, have a real good time. Dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine. Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time. Dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine. Blast off! It's party time! And we don't live in a fascist nation! Blast off! It's party time! And where the fuck are you?
To wake you up in the morning. That's what we, on the morning show, call a Raffet Seda rocker. That's what we call it.
Is that its official name?
It's a Raffet Seda rocker. It is, yeah. System of a Down, BYOB. What is that? Bring your own booze?
Bring your own bombs, unfortunately.
Ah, I prefer bring your own booze. Or bring your own bottle. That'd be a good one. Our quiz contestant is standing by. She's called Amber. We'll speak to her in about 3.5 minutes from now.
Okay, now have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat me like the main. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor. Go ahead, sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? Y'all only get what you give. Ain't you heard of that? Look here. Carlo, hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious, let's get down to business. You and me together, woo, that's something different. Ooh, come on.
I don't ask for much.
I really don't.
bum, bum. Ooh, yeah. 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And of course, that means this.
Morning Show. Breakfast Quiz.
Yep, it's the final day of the current quiz round, which means the five FM Fear frequency passes will be awarded today, either to the team currently in the lead with 42 points or the Vienna Celtic Rugby Football Club. They've currently got 31 points. It's tough, but it's not impossible. And playing with us today is Amber. Guten Morgen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Yesterday we played with Charlotte, who's from Texas. You're from the States too. Where are you from, Amber?
I'm from Michigan.
Yeah. And your biggest city nearest to you is, I guess, Detroit?
That is correct. Our most relevant city.
Yeah. Detroit, Michigan, Motown, Motortown. I've always wanted to go to the Tamla Motown Museum there. Maybe I'll make it one day. Listen, it's a tough one today, but we think you're the one who can make it.
I hope so.
Amber, you obviously play rugby, but soccer as well. What do you prefer and how's the mindset different for both sports?
Well, the great thing about rugby is you get to use your hands. Big yes. difference, big, very important difference I've learned. But also in rugby, you get to run into people. I've heard in soccer, you're not supposed to do that. So. Yeah,
it's a bit more gentler, I would have thought. Red card if you bump into somebody on the football field. How did you pick up playing rugby then? Was it in the States or here?
Surprisingly, it was here. I had never touched a rugby ball or seen a rugby ball until I came to this country. And then Vienna Celtics accepted me into it. So now I've got a whole bunch of friends with that team.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. Okay, well, listen, I know you're a big fan of 21 Pilots, so we're going to hype you up for the quiz by playing one of their songs. Is that okay?
That sounds perfect.
All right, here they are.
Breakfast Quiz.
7:46, yes, Amber's here from the Vienna Celtic Rugby Club to play with us. Amber, your 60 seconds will start after Lena finishes reading the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Tomorrow, Austria is playing in the FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Which country will they be facing?
Pass.
Romania.
How do you cheer if Austria scores a goal?
Oh, no, pass.
Just say, woo!
Woo!
Yeah, thank you.
Which musical film with Ariana Grande just dropped the trailer for its sequel?
Oh, Wicked Part 2.
Yeah, which color is the witch, Elphaba?
Green.
Give us your best witchy laugh.
It's Sweden's national holiday today. What's the capital of Sweden?
Oh, shoot, pass. This is embarrassing.
Stockholm. Which colors are in the Swedish flag?
Blue and yellow.
Yeah. Is the U.S. Pentagon planning to rename ships or planes?
Planes.
Ships. Which chancellor met Donald Trump at the White House yesterday?
Pass.
Are you going away for the Pentecost weekend? Too late.
No.
It was the German chancellor.
Okay, let's just have a look at what you got. Doesn't look good, Amber, but
well, 11 points was a pretty high, high goal we had set for you. High bar. It was 5 points, Amber.
Oh, well, listen, doesn't look like you've won.
But we'll send you a bunch of goodies.
We have a very special FM Fear Morning Show quiz goodie bag to send to our contestants.
To the Vienna Celtic Rugby Club.
Yeah. Is that okay?
That sounds fantastic. Okay. I'm super excited.
Well, listen, thank you for playing with us today. Please thank your team for playing with us.
We learned a lot about rugby. Yeah. Stuart and I are thinking we'll show up to practice next Tuesday, if that's okay.
It is Tuesday, isn't it?
That sounds great. We'll be happy to accept you.
What time do we need to be there then, Amber?
6:30 at Skistol.
Oh, okay. That's where we'll be.
Ja, und
you put that in the diary?
Ja, put it in our diary. Right. Und wir werden in der Sendung noch das Gewinnerteam der 5 FM4 Festivalpässe küren. Jetzt, wo sie feststehen, das machen wir ein bisschen später.
Yeah. Thank you, Amber. Have a lovely weekend and thank you for being with us this morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Morning Show Breakfast Quiz at Radio FM4.
Stay right where you are. Die FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest wird zum Tanzparkett.
Die große FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Mit Red Bull Symphonic.
Johann Strauss 2025 Edition.
Mit Carmine Crockett, Christian Kolonowitz und den Wiener Symphonikern.
Abraven mit Stil.
Und
Milky Chance.
Simba.
Avec.
Portrait of Tao.
Ich glaube, das wird richtig gut.
Und davor Milo mit einem Inklusionskonzert für junge Menschen mit Behinderung.
Und die Show wird auf jeden Fall sehr fett.
Wie immer.
Bei freiem Eintritt.
Wow.
Infos auf fm4orf.at. Wir senden live von der
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Am 20. Juni.
The line, I'm losing my sense of time. There's a whole world in your eyes. Maybe I'm flying high, I think I can't deny. Come closer now, we won't stop till the morning comes. Only you, make me feel like all my dreams come true. Only you, baby, I got the desire. I'm dancing.
Stage at the Donauinselfest on the 20th of June.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalkomen Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
Exactly 8 o'clock in the headlines this morning. Donald Trump and Elon Musk publicly trade insults and threats. And four people are killed in a Russian attack on Kyiv. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
The U.S. President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have engaged in a very public spat just days after Musk left his job as the president's advisor. The row started when Musk criticized Trump's tax and spending bill, which is making its way through Congress, after Trump threatened to cut government contracts given to Musk's SpaceX rocket company and his Starlink internet satellite services. Musk threatened to decommission a capsule used to take astronauts and supplies to the International Space Station for NASA. Musk has since withdrawn that threat. The BBC's Sarah Smith has more.
This epic spat between the richest man in the world and the most powerful seemed both monumental and childish. It began in the Oval Office, as President Trump was asked about recent criticism from Mr. Musk of his government spending plans, which will increase the US deficit. Mr. Trump said he was disappointed in his former friend. Elon Musk then escalated the row. He said Mr. Trump would not be in the White House without his help and claimed, without evidence, that the president's name appeared in unreleased government files relating to the late billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Four people were killed and some 20 others injured in an overnight Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has said search and rescue operations are underway at several locations around the city. Multiple explosions were heard in Kyiv, where falling debris sparked fires across several districts as air defense systems attempted to intercept incoming targets. The attack followed a warning from the Russian President Vladimir Putin that the Kremlin would hit back after Ukrainian drones destroyed several strategic bomber aircraft in attacks over the weekend deep inside Russia. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has said he's ready to strengthen cooperation with the United States on trade and other issues, following what he described as a really good meeting with President Donald Trump in Washington on Thursday. The two leaders reportedly discussed trade issues, defense spending and the war in Ukraine, as well as the future of U.S. troops stationed in Germany. The talks took place amid a backdrop of tensions over tariffs and fears about U.S. commitments to NATO and demands that Europe pay more for its defense. And North Korea says it has righted a capsized destroyer and moored it at a pier as it continues to repair the new warship the country's leader Kim Jong-un has described as a significant asset for his nuclear-armed military. Outside experts say it remains unclear how severely the 5,000-ton class destroyer was damaged during a botched launching ceremony in late May, which triggered a furious response from Kim, who criticized the incident as a criminal act that severely damaged the country's dignity and pride. Today's weather now, it'll be mostly sunny conditions across the country with temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees.
Great! Yes, it is a long weekend ahead.
Hope you made your plans.
What are our plans? Camping or a hotel?
Camping.
Oh,
this
yeah!
This is the morning show with Stuart and Lena
at Radio FM 4.
1, 2, 3. Get it.
Into heaven is your birthright, sunny chin. Do you think I'd waste space and time thinking about sin? Breaking into heaven is your birthright, sunny chin. The pearly gates won't open, baby. Kick that fucker!
Space.